AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the fighting intensifies between Israel and Hamas, Matthew Miller at the State Department says the government has organized flights to get Americans out of Lebanon.
We had a flight with 300 seats available yesterday, and around 120 people went out on it. We had another flight with 300 seats available today, and a little over 130 people went out on it. We're going to continue to organize those flights as long as the security situation is challenging, as long as there aren't sufficient commercial options available, and as long as there's demand.
Miller says a ticket will cost as much as $283. If any Americans don't have that money, the government will loan it to them. The Israeli military is warning people to evacuate a city and other communities in southern Lebanon that are north of a UN-declared buffer zone. President Biden is getting a look at more damage from Hurricane Helene in the south. He was in Florida, now he's in Georgia. The number of dead in six states is top 200. Chris Canada lives in Chimney Rock, North Carolina.
We took a lot of water damage up under the house. It came through the floor. Obviously we had trees. No trees on the house. Got a full denial letter from our insurance.
His aides say former President Donald Trump raised $160 million for his campaign last month and entered this month with $283 million in the bank for the campaign's final sprint. Vice President Kamala Harris hasn't released her fundraising numbers for the full month, but numbers previously released suggest she'll exceed Trump's amount. A federal report on a tanker truck crash a year ago in Illinois that spilled a toxic chemical and killed five people includes an interview with a 17-year-old Ohio girl who concedes the truck was forced off the road when she passed it with the minivan she was driving. Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark has been named the WNBA Rookie of the Year. This is AP News. Forecasters are warning along the East Coast about waves from a hurricane.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Kirk, well out into the Atlantic, is a Category 3 storm and may strengthen further. It's hundreds of miles east of the Leeward Islands, and it's not expected to impact land. But this powerful storm could kick up strong surf and rip currents along U.S. East Coast beaches this weekend. And there's another tropical storm, Leslie, in the eastern Atlantic. Forecasters are watching to see if that develops into a hurricane. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police and firefighters in Bedford, New Hampshire, responded to a call about a moose trapped in a backyard swimming pool. The adult moose was standing in the water. After the cover was removed, the moose strolled out of the shallow end of the pool and headed to nearby woods. No people or moose were injured. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.